A dramatic encounter capped what was otherwise a largely tedious and complicated court hearing yesterday on the partners' health care expansion deal. The deal, brokered by State Attorney General Martha Coakley, would let the health care giant partners add hospitals and physicians in exchange for some financial limits. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports the judge in the case, Janet Sanders, is struggling to determine if the deal will help or hurt consumers in the long run.
In one part of Coakley's deal, partners agreed that it would not demand yearly price increases that are any higher than inflation. Partners would be bound to that deal for 6.5 years. But Sanders questioned the provision. What if Partners is more powerful than ever after the 6.5 years?
What's to say they don't recoup all their earlier losses? In which case, what have we gained? They recouped their losses and they got all these hospitals.
In the deal, Partners would be allowed to add up to 4 hospitals to its network. This consolidation would mean less competition, Judge Sanders says, and less competition, she noted, usually means higher prices. Attorneys from the AG's office gave the same answer to many of Sanders' questions yesterday. The agreement is better than nothing. 6.5 years of slowing partners' prices is still 6.5 years. But Sanders sounded skeptical.
Is that a reasonable trade-off to make?
Is the partners' agreement worth it, asks Sanders. Would all the money and effort it takes to set up this deal and monitor it, parts of it last for 10 years, benefit consumers and the state in the end? Partners charges 3 or 4 times more than competitors for the same back surgery or kidney treatment with no documented difference in quality. Partners General Counsel is Brett Henry.
Our goal is to lower costs over time, and our goal is to continue to bring the best care that we know how to the patients that we serve, and we hope we're going to have the opportunity to bring that care to the South Shore community as well as the Hallmark community.
After 6 hours of questions and answers about arcane health care financing rules, Judge Sanders raised the possibility of holding off on a decision until the newly elected attorney general takes office.
We do have a new attorney general. So should that attorney general be able to look again at this and say, I support this, why shouldn't I do that?
The outgoing attorney general, Martha Coakley, sat in the audience all day watching the debate. Her office had spent years brokering this deal. At Judge Sanders' suggestion to work with the new AG, Coakley rose to speak. She asked, in short, why the judge couldn't rule based on the work of her administration. Judge Sanders apologized for any slight.
I didn't mean to in any way impugn your integrity.
I think you have, Coakley said.
Well, I'm sorry that I did that. I truly did not mean to. I'm saying this is a very public issue that has important public ramifications.
Sanders and Coakley went back and forth politely, but at odds for almost 15 minutes. In the end, Coakley told Sanders to let her know if the judge needed to hear from AG-elect Mara Healey before making a decision. Here's Martha Coakley.
I just want to know what else she needs and what else would be relevant for her to make a determination, because there's a lot at stake for everybody involved.
Incoming AG Healey said during the campaign that she was skeptical about the partners' agreement, but she has not detailed her concerns. Judge Sanders says she has no idea how long it will take her to rule on what she describes as the biggest case of her career. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.